Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf. She responds to Luinishma Sarmi Akashom Lehapas Yitzchok. We're holding in a Durin Daf Yud. The Gemara and Udal, right before the Mishnah brings, it says in the Pasuk, the Chiper Olo Masher Choto Al Nefesh, there's a Kapara that Nozer has to bring. What is the Kapara? Becheizu Nefesh Choto Zeh, what did he do wrong? Elishitzir Atzmo Yiminayayin. He causes tsar to himself by not drinking wine. That's a terrible thing. He's considered to be a Choyte. So Kol Shekin, somebody who sits in a tiny set, of course, he's considered to be a choyte. Now the question is, what's shat in this chet? A person wants to separate himself from indulging, from enjoying this olam hazeh, from becoming more kaddish, more taller. Why is that a chet? And furthermore, the Rishonim ask, we see that sometimes we have a mitzvah to become a nazir. The Chazal tell us the reason nazir is written right after Saito. Because a person does have the obligation to become a nazir. How does that fit with our Gemara? So before coming to the answer that we're showing him, let's start with what the Ben Yehoyada in Nazir tells us. Ben Yehoyada brings, based on the Arizal, that a person doing his life, when he, every time he eats something, every time he connects to anything gashmi, to anything physical, and enjoys it, goes into his body, that elevates the item and takes out of it the nitzoytes kedusha that it has. Every single item in this world has kedusha in it. When a person takes food and he eats it, the food is elevated to become an adam, to be elevated from a doimim, from a still item, to become a human being, to become part of the adam. And that in itself takes out, brings up the nitzoytes kedusha which are in the food. That obviously works with a bracha. When a person does the bracha, that's when he's able to do that separation, that elevation. But every time a person connects to anything, boilam hazeh, there's a reason for it, there's a purpose for it. And the Mori Naim in Parshas Matos adds in this, a gevaldik esoit, that every person in his life has a certain amount of gedusha that he needs to extract from items. And what he needs to do, nobody else can do. If he has to eat an apple, someone else eats an apple, it doesn't help. We brought this more in Naim in the past, regarding the Gemara that tells us, a person cannot touch what is ready for his friend. Simple understanding means financially. A person cannot take away the parnasa of his friend. But the more in Naim explains, the idea is in Ruchnius. And whatever a person has to accomplish in Ruchnius, nobody else can accomplish for him. He's the only one who's able to achieve this point in Ruchnius that he needs to achieve. He came to the world to do an avoida. He has a certain thing he needs to accomplish. Nobody else can do it for him. So the Mori Naim, that applies to here as well. If a person has to eat a certain amount of apples, if someone else eats the apples, the kedusha that the other friend brings is not the kedusha that he does. He has a certain amount of nitzaytzah kedusha that he needs to accomplish in the world through his maisim in this world, and he needs to do it in only him. So immediately when a person goes ahead and says, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, he takes away that ability to extract the kedusha from these items. And he's not accomplishing what his main avodah is. So if so, what's the idea that sometimes a person does have an obligation to become a nazir? So the idea is, we'll say the way Tzadik HaKohen says, the way Sfasema says it, sometimes a person goes off the track and he's not able to accomplish his avodah because he's about to do an avodah. Or he did an Aveiro. In order to correct himself, he needs to refrain from his Aveiro to go back to the track. And that's the idea. A person is mushpa from a Soito. He has to become a Nozir. It's like a sick person taking a medicine and refraining from his usual activities. Even though the medicine has side effects. The side effect of the medicine is not doing his Aveiro. So Ktoisis and Tainis Dav Yudalef. So when a person becomes a Nozir, even though that's really an Aveiro, as the Gemara says here, but that Aveiro is, the mitzvah that you accomplished, that Aveiro is greater than the Aveiro. As we find when a person had a bad dream on Shabbos, he has to do a tainis on Shabbos, tainis chaloim, but then when it comes to the week, he has to do another tainis for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. What does that mean? Meaning, even though he is accomplishing a lot by fasting on Shabbos, but that thing itself has a little bit of Aveiro that he has to fix. So when a person goes and does, becomes a nazir, he is not doing his avodah right now, but he's doing it for the right purpose. So it's an aveiro l'tzorich mitzvah, and that's why it's allowed. And that's how you put these two gemaras together. The Gemara here tells you the main avodah of Adam, like Ben Yehoyada says, the Gemara Einayim says, for a person not to suffer in this world. How the rabbi, his main avodah is to take all the macholim and elevate them and take the intrinsic kedusha out of them. And now Kadosh Baruch Hu is now looking for human beings to be malachim. So we always bring in the name of the Kotzker, where it says in the Pasuk, Anshe Kodesh Tiuli, you have to be people of Kodesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't need to be malachim. I don't need to be human beings of Kodesh. Human beings, they extract kedusha. That's the tafkid of Adam. But sometimes a person needs to become a nazir, to accept himself a nether, in order to correct his avodah, to make his avodah better. And that is a smaller avodah to accomplish a bigger mitzvah. As always, the Ketosis and Tainis Tev Yudalif, that's an avodah which is allowed. A person still needs kapara, but it's a avodah he's doing for the right purpose. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.